Passage 3. In 1963, the leader of the Labour Party made a speech explaining plans for a University of the Air, an educational system which would make use of television, radio, and correspondence courses. Many people laughed at the idea, but it became part of the Labour Party's program to give educational opportunity to people who had not had a chance to receive further education. By 1969, plans were well advanced, and by August 1970, the Open University, as it is now called, had received 400,000 applications. Only 25,000 could be accepted for the four foundation courses offered: social sciences, arts, science, and mathematics. Unsuccessful candidates were told to apply again the following year, when a foundation course in technology would also be offered. The first teaching programs appeared on the air and screen in January 1971, with clerks, farm workers, housewives, teachers, policemen, and many others as students. Correspondence units had been carefully prepared, and science students were given devices for a small home laboratory. Study centers have been set up all over the country so that students can attend once a week, and once a year they will spend a week at one of the university's summer schools. It has been nearly 40 years since the Open University started to offer courses. Now it is a very important part of the British educational system. Not only does it offer foundation courses, like those mentioned above, it also carries out very advanced scientific researches, some of which will lead to master's or PhD degrees.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 32.
How did people in the 1960s like the idea of establishing a University of the Air?
Question 33.
Which course was one of the four foundation courses offered in the Open University?
Question 34.
When did the first teaching programs appear on the air and screen?
Question 35.
What's the current situation with the Open University?